Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
It's our all-English lecture today, so we're not going to speak any Chinese. 连一句中文都不会讲。I just spoke Chinese. Oh, no.
You are in big trouble, dude.
You may punish me, but after that, of course, I'm not going to speak any English. I might lose my job. I might be fried squid, as you say in Chinese.
No,
or is it
good.
Fried tuna? I could never figure that out. But in any case here, it's our all-English lecture today, and it's our unit on people. We could talk about politicians. We could talk about celebrities. Hey, let's do that. Let's talk about celebrities. A singer from London, England by the name of Adele. Have you heard of this wonderful singer?
Well, yes, Tom. If you live in this world, you've heard of Adele by now. Do you know Adele?
Yes, I do, but I can't say I know the songs.
Oh, okay.
I know the one song is like, "We could have had it all," or something like that. But she's got a new song that was really popular.
Hello, like,
went
pretty
hello,
popular,
yeah, like
right?
Went to number one the day it was released. So, of course, she's had other albums and stuff like that, so she's an inspiration to people all over the world, so we'll talk about her today. Let's get to it. Let's read through the entire contents of our lesson one time.
Music has an undeniable power to evoke all sorts of emotions. However, there's one particular singer who can stir even the deepest, darkest thoughts from the corners of our hearts. She's known for her soulful voice and poignant lyrics, which she delivers without inhibition. Love, regret, and heartbreak are all too familiar to her. She is none other than Adele. Adele Laurie Blue Atkins was born on May 5, 1988 in North London, England. At the age of 14, Adele had a musical awakening when she discovered Etta James and Ella Fitzgerald. Her mother later enrolled her in the Brit School for Performing Arts and Technology. Adele made a three-song demo for a class project, which was eventually uploaded onto MySpace. The tracks quickly caught the attention of a record label that later signed her in November 2006. 2 years later, Adele released her debut album, 19. Her album quickly climbed the charts to reach number one. When she released her second album, 21, she was overwhelmed by its success. 21 sold more albums than those by legendary musicians such as Michael Jackson and the Beatles. Adele soon added an Oscar and numerous Grammys to her list of achievements. In addition to the grandeur of her voice and heart-wrenching songs, Adele is also known for her fearlessness. Although she's been criticized for her weight, she proudly declares she represents the majority of women. She's a refreshing reminder that beauty can come in any shape and form. After leaving the spotlight for 4 years, Adele returned with a new album, 25, the lead single of which gained over 100 million YouTube views in just 5 days. Unlike the breakups her previous albums focused on, 25 is about making up. It has continued to earn her international praise, leaving fans yearning for more.
Okay, everybody, let's continue with our all-English lecture today. The title is Adele, Raw, Honest, and Sophisticated. These are some adjectives that are being used to describe Adele, that famous singer from England. Now, raw, of course, means something that has not been treated at all. For example, do you like to eat raw onions? They might be pretty bad for your breath if you eat raw onions. Maybe you should cook them. So here, she's just kind of straight from the heart. She's not processed at all. She's also honest. She tells the truth. And she is sophisticated, which means she's been around. She knows quite a few things. She is intelligent. So if you listen to her songs, they sound good, but also you learn something.
You can. You sure can. I was just telling Tom before we started recording that the first time I heard her voice, I really didn't like it. When you say she's raw, I would actually say her voice sounds raw to me. A lot of people, you know, they take lessons. They try to sound as good as they can. She sounds like her voice is coming from the deepest part of her, and she's just kind of moaning because some of her lyrics are so sad and she's, you know, regretting things. But I've really grown to like her now. She has a very unusual sound. She's unlike anybody I've ever heard. But it is a raw sound, yeah.
It's a raw sound, and of course, all of you have the advantage of listening to her music in English. She doesn't sing in German or French or Japanese or some kind of language you're not really studying. So, hey, check out her songs, and you'll improve your listening comprehension ability in the process. Now, here is the first paragraph. It says, music has an undeniable power to evoke all sorts of emotions. That's true. Sometimes if you listen to a song, it can bring you to tears. Or if you listen to an exciting song, you want to get up and start dancing and stuff like that. So its power is undeniable, which means you cannot deny it. You have to admit that it's true. This power is undeniable. And what's this power? Well, it can evoke emotions. To evoke means to bring something about, to make it happen. And in this case, of course, it brings it to your mind. It makes you think about it, and it causes a response.
However, there's one particular singer, that's Adele, who can stir even the deepest, darkest thoughts from the corners of our hearts. Sometimes when we have thoughts and feelings that if we shared them, we might surprise some people because they're not all happy thoughts. Or maybe we're really jealous because someone is trying to steal our boyfriend. Those are thoughts that perhaps you don't want to share because it sounds like you want to kill someone, right? Mm. Well, those are the kind of deepest, darkest thoughts that sometimes she sings about. In her earlier albums, she was writing music about breaking up. If you break up with somebody, it's hard. And sometimes it's not your choice to break up. Maybe it's the other person who wants to break up because, oh, maybe he's seen somebody else he wants to start dating instead. Well, those are tough, tough thoughts. But instead of keeping them inside of her, she's sharing them with all of us so we can kind of feel the same emotions. We can share in that pain.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, you're mentioning that she likes to sing about breaking up. I'm kind of disappointed there because, you know, I want people to sing about things other than love. I want them to sing about, say, nuclear physics, or maybe they can sing a detective story or something, or ballads or things like that. Historical stories or cross-country skiing.
Songs?
How about a song about that?
No, songs are about feelings and emotions, you ding-dong. No, she's singing about things that people care about.
Well, yeah, but they've already covered that topic. That's my point. But in any case here, if you're into these kinds of songs, they, of course, stir these deep, dark thoughts from the corners of your mind and the corners of your heart. And she's known for her soulful voice and poignant lyrics. Poignant there. No, it's not poignant. It's poignant. That kind of sounds French there.
It's French.
But first of all, I'm going to talk about this word soulful, which means basically having to do with the soul, the spirit of a person. So a soulful voice, you could think of soul singers who have such a voice, like Ella Fitzgerald, for example, had a soulful voice. I suppose you could say Mariah Carey has that kind of voice as well. Maybe some other more contemporary singers sing with a lot of emotion and a lot of soul, a lot of spirit.
Yeah, my favorite singer growing up was always Barbra Streisand because she put a lot of feeling and expression into her singing as well. So does Adele, though. I really have to agree with our writer here. She does have a soulful voice. Poignant lyrics. What does that mean? It means lyrics that have a lot of sadness or regret. When I see the word poignant, I always think of crying because something's really sad. So she sings about things that really matter to people. And unlike Tom, I believe that songs about love are pretty wonderful because love is universal. We all go through it, right?
Yeah, you're right, you're right. But I just wish they'd cover more bases there. But in any case here, she delivers these poignant lyrics without inhibition. Inhibition, okay? That just means she's not holding herself back at all. She's not controlling herself. She's just letting it all out. She's totally pouring her heart out in her songs.
One time I saw her sing, and she kind of just kicked off her shoes in the middle of the concert because her feet hurt. Mm. And I thought, wow, she's pretty free. You know, she just does whatever. But she kept on singing. But she says, like, yeah, I want to sing. I don't want to think about my feet hurting right now.
Sure.
So love, regret, and heartbreak, these are all too familiar to her. And the person, of course, we're talking about is Adele. She's none other than. We'll use this expression when we're introducing somebody. And maybe you've been complimenting them and telling them about this person. Then finally, you tell them the name none other than. I've been talking about none other than Derek Jeter.
Oh, yeah, so he sings about love and regret and heartbreak, too, huh?
I wish. No, he probably can't sing, but I do miss my Derek Jeter.
He did retire last year, didn't he?
He did. He did. On to the next paragraph. We're going to learn more about Adele's background.
Okay, well, let's learn some more about Adele's background here. In the next paragraph, it says, Adele Lori Blue Adkins was born on May 5th, 1988 in North London, England. Okay, so that's where she's from. She was born in North London. She's got quite a long name there,
yeah.
Adele Lori Blue Adkins. Adkins doesn't sound like a really catchy name for a singer, so I think she was smart there just to use the word Adele there. That's seems to have worked for her quite well there.
Yeah, everybody knows who she is.
And so you can do your mathematics there and find out how old she is now, 1988. And at the age of 14, Adele had a musical awakening when she discovered Etta James and Ella Fitzgerald. These are some famous American soul singers.
Mm-hmm.
Ella Fitzgerald, she's not the queen of soul. That's Aretha Franklin, but they kind of have similar styles there. Ella Fitzgerald is quite a good singer. Hey, look for her on YouTube. Of course, they'll probably have some songs there. You can check that out. Etta James as well. She was an old blues soul gospel singer.
I would say Etta Fitzgerald is big band and jazz both. She had a great voice. She could do just about anything. It was very smooth. Etta James, I'm not as familiar with. Now, if you have a musical awakening, guys, they're talking about having some sort of experience in her life that changed everything, like maybe before she had this experience, she wasn't very interested in music. It didn't mean that much to her. But sometimes you'll go to a concert or you'll see a show or a play that it changes the course of your life. It changes your direction. And she suddenly became very, very interested in music. So it's like something that you go through that wakes you up to what you really want to do.
An awakening, indeed. And remember, if Ella Fitzgerald married Darth Vader of Star Wars, she would be Ella Vader. That's just a joke.
Ah, that's terrible.
But in any case here, yeah, we're not talking about Ella Fitzgerald. We're talking about Adele.
Yeah.
And she was inspired by Etta James and Ella Fitzgerald. And we'll talk some more about her life and times in just a couple of seconds. But right now it's time to take a time out. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to our program. Again, we're talking about Adele today in our All English lecture about people. And where we left off, we were talking about where she was born, London, England, way back in 1988. We also talked about some of her characteristics. She sings with a soulful voice, and she has poignant lyrics, and she delivers them without hesitation or without inhibition. So again, she was born in London in 1988. At the age of 14, she had a musical awakening. She discovered the music of Etta James and Ella Fitzgerald, and her mother later enrolled her in the Brit School for Performing Arts and Technology. Brit here, that's an interesting coincidence. I don't think that's actually referring to Britain. B-R-I-T, does that stand for something?
I don't know of this school. I've never heard of it.
Must be pretty prestigious because she went there. And if you enroll in a school, that means you basically apply to the school, you're accepted, and then you actually sign up for classes, you pay your tuition, and you start taking classes there.
And it looks like this particular school focused on the performing arts. and technology. It's kind of an interesting mix. Usually you just do performing arts, and technology would be a different school. But maybe they're talking about the stagehands, people who stage manage for different theaters. You know, you need those people too.
Yep.
Performing arts includes dancing, singing, what else? Performing arts. Acting, of course.
Yeah, and musical theater. Perhaps.
Yeah, and they often will put these folks together because they're kind of the same type of talents, I guess.
Same anyway, kind of personalities, too.
Sometimes, yeah.
So, yeah, it's an interesting combination there, but this must have been a pretty good school if her mother thought that's where she should be enrolled.
Uh-huh.
So she started taking classes there. And then Adele made a 3-song demo for a class project, which was eventually uploaded onto MySpace. Some of us may be old enough to remember MySpace. That was kind of the social website that predated Facebook, right?
Yeah, it was before Facebook. And for a while, the two of them were competing against each other. And then finally, Facebook just won. And you don't hear about MySpace anymore at all. I never did join up and get an account with MySpace. Did you, Tom? Did you get an account?
Yeah, I did, but I only had maybe about 4 or 5 friends or something like that. And then Facebook came around, and on Facebook maybe I've got like 6 or 7 friends. So I got a few more there.
But, no, Tom's kidding. He has more
friends. But in any case, later on MySpace kind of became famous for musicians.
Yeah,
sometimes
true.
You'd go to MySpace to see various bands and singers, and you could listen to samples of their songs there on MySpace. That might still be the case. I'm not sure.
I don't know if it's still around. I wonder if they took it all down.
Yeah, it's a good question if anybody's still using it. I don't know if any of my friends are using it.
So I don't hear about it
probably
anymore.
Dead and gone, but don't quote me on that. But in any case, that at the time was a good place to be heard.
Uh-huh.
And the tracks or the songs that she uploaded onto MySpace quickly caught the attention of a record label that later signed her in November 2006. I don't know which record label that was. Nowadays, what we have, Columbia, Sony Columbia, basically.
Yeah.
And then there's Universal, I think that's another record
label.
I'll
try to look it up while we're talking.
Yeah, they've kind of consolidated in recent years. When I was younger, they had a lot more, like Epic Records or Geffen Records. That was a big one.
Oh, David Geffen, yeah.
Back in the days. But in any case, some kind of record label, record company, heard the song and they thought, those are catchy tunes. We might be able to sell those and make some money. So they signed her. They had her sign a contract back in November 2006. Hey, that's almost 10 years ago.
Okay, I just looked it up. Adele signed a deal with Columbia Records and XL Recordings.
Okay.
So that's who she has a contract with. I wanted to point out here, you'll notice we're using this word track. Oftentimes on a CD, the different songs will be on different tracks. So track 1 is one song, track 2 is another song. So if you see tracks and you're talking about music, it just means that's one of the songs. So it's interesting, she had this 3-song demo for a class project, and that's what really got her start into this music. The tracks caught the attention of someone at a record label, and here I'm assuming it's somebody at Columbia or XL Recordings, and they heard it and went, ooh, this is interesting. I think the thing about Adele, Tom, too, is that her voice is so unique, and her style is so different. She's unlike anything out there. You know, and sometimes it seems like we have the same kind of groups come out. They're all the same, you know, and she's so unique and so interesting that I'm not surprised she's done so well. So this record label, of course, heard it and took it to the bosses there and said, hey, you guys got to check this chick out. And they signed her, and it gave her the money to then record in a professional studio and be heard by more people.
Indeed. And as you were saying, she does have a very unique voice.
Yeah.
And it probably takes a little getting used to, but once you get used to it, you'll never go back.
Yeah.
You'll wonder why you hadn't been listening to her before.
I know.
Let's move on now to the next paragraph here. It says, 2 years later, 2 years after she signed her recording contract, Adele released her debut album entitled 19. Mm. That's her debut album. Now, it's not debut. butt. Debut is the correct pronunciation. Remember, English is a garbage language. English borrows words from all sorts of different languages, including French. And debut is using the French pronunciation there. You just don't pronounce the T at the end of this word,
no.
Debut. But, hey, what does that mean? Well, a debut is a person's first appearance or their first performance, the first time they are known to the public.
Well, it says here, this album quickly climbed the charts to reach number one. They actually measure how successful songs are when they come out, how much play time they get on radio stations. There are other ways that they actually calculate into how popular a song is. Well, her song, her album actually, the whole album, climbed the charts to reach number one. So people really, really enjoyed it. Now, when she released her second album, which was called 21, notice that the names of the albums in this article, they're italicized. They have that special print where they kind of look like they're leaning to the right. Mm-hmm. That's the name of the album. That's why it's like that. 21 was really successful, and it says she was actually overwhelmed by its success. If you're overwhelmed by something, it means, whoo, there's just too much for you to handle. Whoo! Sometimes you can be overwhelmed by your emotions, and you can't control them anymore, and you start to cry, or you start screaming at someone because you're mad. But here, she just couldn't believe how successful she was with this album and how many people really loved it.
Indeed. And these numbers here sound like her age. I did some mathematics there, and it makes sense. She probably was 19 when her debut album came out, etc. Mm-hmm. So she probably did not expect to be so successful so fast, so she was just overwhelmed by that success. And the album 21 sold more albums than those by legendary musicians such as Michael Jackson and the Beatles. Oh no, that actually sold more than Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, or it sold more than Thriller. I can't believe it. It's hard to believe that something could sell so well, but that's the case there. And we just mentioned some legendary musicians. If something's legendary, that means it's very famous because it's been around for a long time. Legendary singers like, say, Elvis Presley or Michael Jackson or the Beatles. Yes, they've been around for a long time. Lots of people know about them. And now Adele has outsold them.
Good for her. Adele soon added an Oscar and numerous Grammys to her list of achievements. If you win an Oscar, it means you have an award for singing in a movie. We know that actors get Oscars, too, but they get Oscars for acting. If you're a performer, you're getting an Oscar for performing or singing a song. She actually won her Oscar for a song named Skyfall. It was the lead, the title song for the 007, the James Bond movie,
okay,
with the same title, Skyfall.
I don't know that song.
Oh, I think you might recognize it if you saw it. I think the first time I saw Adele, though, I literally thought she was like 45 years old.
Uh-oh. you're not supposed to say that about women.
No. She just had her hairstyle, her makeup, everything. She looked very old.
Maybe she doesn't mind. Maybe the music is the most important thing to her.
She's beautiful, though.
Yeah, a lot of singers want to look young and cute and stuff like that, but I guess she doesn't particularly care. But you said she's still beautiful anyway.
I think she's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, yes, you have to look inside at the spirit of a person, not just their outward appearance.
She's actually pretty on the outside, too.
She's pretty both in and out. So again, she has won some awards here. Numerous Grammys. She's added those awards to her list of achievements. Now, in addition to the grandeur of her voice and heart-wrenching songs, Adele is also known for her fearlessness. So in this sentence we have in addition to, which means we have one thing, and then we're adding something else to it. In addition to. In addition to Owa Jen, you can also get many other wonderful snacks in the Sherlin Night Market. Oh, I just said Owa Jen. That's Chinese. I'm in big trouble
now. You're in trouble.
Yeah, that's just the more common term for it. I guess that's oyster omelet. But in any case, I was just giving you an example sentence there. there, but we do have an interesting word here, grandeur. Grandeur, that's kind of like something that's really great in splendor. It's impressive. It's really wonderful. It makes you stop and go, oh, wow, that is so cool.
It's a noun, and I would compare it very closely to the word majesty, you know, to the majesty of her voice. It's almost like they're royalty. Grandeur, or it's also pronounced grandeur, so you'll hear it both ways. It's a really big voice. If you haven't heard her before, it's round and big and
fills the room.
It's kind of cool. Heart-wrenching. She sings these heart-wrenching songs. If someone feels like their heart is being wrenched, it's like their heart is breaking into two pieces, or at least two, maybe even more pieces than that.
Mm.
Adele is also known for her fearlessness. She's not afraid of anybody. I love that about her. Although she's been criticized for her weight, she proudly declares she represents the majority of women. The majority just means the biggest amount. So say you're in a room with 100 kids, the majority would be 51. So it's just over half. So a lot of people are happy that she doesn't feel like she has to be skinny, 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 like most of those pop singers feel like they have to be. She's beautiful, though.
Yeah, I think women should be a little hefty like they were about 200-300 years ago. You know, look at some of those old paintings.
Uh-huh.
They thought pudgy women were pretty far out. They're pretty exciting, okay? But she doesn't care here, even though people say, hey, she's too fat. She shouldn't be singing with a big pot belly like that. But she says, well, that's just the way most women are.
Yeah.
Unlike the majority of women, and she's a refreshing reminder that beauty can come in any shape and form. So yes, indeed, it's refreshing. That means it's new and novel and exciting. And I guess it's nice to have that message after so many years of having to watch those skinny women walking on those runways, displaying those dresses. I'm so sick of that.
Well, what I love about it is when she sings, it's about the music. It's not about her, you know, selling sex, which some of those young girls, they're just out there selling their bodies. They have no talent. Adele really is talented. Well, after leaving the spotlight for 4 years, you didn't hear about her for a big period of time. She returned with a new album, 25, and the lead single of which gained over 100 million YouTube views in just 5 days, less than a week.
Wow.
She left. I think she had to have a little bit of vocal surgery. She had hurt her vocal cords. And, you know, she composes songs. She writes songs, so she needed a little rest to come up with new material. So now she's back again with this new album that's been really popular. Nowadays, you can go to YouTube and hear the latest songs that are out before you buy them to see if you like them.
Indeed.
And she was pretty popular. 100 million views in just 5 days. That's amazing.
I wonder if that's more than Psy's song, Gum Nom Style. But in any case here, yes, this one is about making up after you have some problems. You talk things out and you get back together. You make up.
Yeah.
Or we could say you kiss and make up.
Uh-huh.
And it has continued to earn her international praise, leaving fans yearning for more. Yearn. You really want something really badly. Oh, please, don't disappear for 4 years. We want another album soon. We can't wait to hear your wonderful voice.
Well, if you were one of the lucky ones who got a ticket to her concert, you should be thankful because her concerts, she's on a tour, and those tickets sell out really fast when they go for sale. We hope that you enjoyed listening to our all-English program, guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good chance for you just to see what your level is. If it's all English, see how much you can understand. Practice, and you'll get better. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
Bye.
Bye.